Good afternoon. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Tom Levine. It is currently 81 in Fairfield. We can see a high today of 85. Sunny skies in Fairfield, and I'll have more on the weather after the news. A Fairfield man was involved in a traffic accident this morning that left a West Frankfort woman injured. Crash happened on I-57 in rural Franklin County. According to Illinois State Police, 41-year-old Jason Cooper of Fairfield was traveling south on Interstate 57 in a Hyundai Sonata when a vehicle towing a trailer merged onto the roadway from the right shoulder. The merging vehicle forced the Cooper vehicle to move into the left lane, where it collided with a Dodge Durango driven by 26-year-old Samantha Mendenhall from West Frankfort. Mendenhall was injured and taken to a local hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Cooper and two passengers in his vehicle, Charles Thompson, 46, of Fairfield, and 17-year-old Caleb Cooper of Texas, were uninjured. The vehicle that forced Cooper into the left lane left the scene. The accident was reported at 7:49 this morning. WFIW News Time is 12:16.
Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics are growing to meet the needs of Hamilton and White Counties. We're proud to continue expanding by offering podiatry services with Dr. Amy Reeder at our McLeansboro Family Clinic location at 611 South Marshall Avenue in McLeansboro. Dr. Reeder specializes in foot and ankle health, including skin conditions, peripheral neuropathy, plantar fasciitis, diabetic foot care, and bunion and hammerhead surgery. To schedule an appointment, call 618-988-6034. Dr. Reeder is an independently contracted physician, not an employee of HMO.
Smart shoppers know the place to save is Little Giant Grocery Outlet in Carmi. This week you'll find pork steak $1.49 a pound, Van Camp pork and beans 15 ounce cans 58 cents, Knorr's pasta or rice and sauce 99 cents each, Banquet frozen meat dinners only 99 cents each, and Prairie Farms 2% milk 1 gallon for $2.99. Save on all this and more at Little Giant Grocery Outlet out of West Main in Carmi, where the giant stands high in the sky.
Buy two, get $10 at Kincaid's. Buy any two pieces of Wrangler apparel at Kincaid's and receive a $10 rebate by mail. Buy any two pieces of Wrangler cowboy cut, Wrangler premium performance cowboy cut, genuine Wrangler, Wrangler rigs workwear, Wrangler rugged wear, Wrangler premium patch, Wrangler retro, Wrangler blues, booty up by Wrangler, Wrangler the ultimate riding jean, and much more. At least $14.95 each through August 15th and receive a rebate coupon for $10 at Kincaid's in Fairfield.
Fairfield National Bank recently named John Reynolds as financial advisor to spearhead the FNB Asset Management Division. Beginning August 3rd, Reynolds, who was born and raised in Fairfield, he received his Bachelor of Science from the University of Evansville and is a licensed financial professional. A reception will be held at the Fairfield location this afternoon from 2 to 5, all customers and community members are invited and encouraged to attend. FNB Asset Management is a wholly owned division of Fairfield National Bank and provides financial products and services through Midwestern Securities Trading Company, LLC. Products and services available include traditional and Roth IRA, 401k rollovers, retirement income planning, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, long-term care and life insurance, college savings plans, charitable giving plans, and more. Reynolds' office is located inside the Fairfield National Bank location in Fairfield, and he will also be available by appointment at the Wayne City and Grayville branches. At the Cisney reunion tonight, Rollin' Country will be performing from 6 to 10. A teen tailgate party is set for 8 to 10 tonight. Tomorrow, the 1 mile fun run begins at 7:30. Breakfast is at 7. At 8 o'clock, the third annual Thunder Road 5K run walk is set. Also on Saturday, the breakfast will run until 10. Registration for the Clay County Cruises Car Show begins from at 9 o'clock and runs till noon. A pedal tractor pull is set for noon on Saturday with a big Cisney reunion parade at 2:30. Backseat driving contest is being held at 3:30, and then the Duke Boys perform on the main stage at 6 o'clock Saturday night. Tonight at the White County Fair in Carmi, it's motocross action starting at 7. A full day of activities tomorrow. A young leader pedal pull is at 3:30. A giant demolition derby at 7 o'clock tomorrow night in front of the grandstands at the White County Fair. Grandstand admission is $10. Effective Monday, August 10th, County Highway 1, 4 miles north of Fairfield, will be closed to replace the bridge over Martin Creek. County Highway 1 is also known as Enterprise Road. Motorists should plan to take an alternate route. WFIW News Time is 12:20.
At Ubinger's Furniture Company, we are proud to help out our friends at the First Christian Church in Flora with the Real Deal event they are having Sunday, August 9th. On that day, they are reaching out to the community with a giveaway event. So in order to help collect furniture for this event, Ubinger's Furniture is having a trade-in sale. Now till the 8th, we will offer a cash discount towards a new furniture purchase for any good used furniture that is traded in. See the store for details. So shop now for that new furniture and help out a good cause at the same time. Only at Ubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth the drive. Highway 50 East Flora.
Pat Garrett here with John Hosselton of Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney. John, when someone chooses cremation, can family and friends still have a celebration of life?
Cremation gives you many options. You may want a full-service funeral, including a viewing, or you may want a memorial service to be held afterwards at any time. The most important thing is to meet with me in advance and make your arrangements. For more information, call John Hosselton at Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney at 673-2131, an affiliate of Keystone America, Inc.
Each month, Fairfield Memorial Hospital honors an employee who has exemplified outstanding customer service, internally and externally. In July, Kayla Sutton, certified pharmacy technician who works in the FMH pharmacy, was named Employee of the Month. She has been at Fairfield Memorial Hospital for over 2 years. Kayla is always willing to lend a helping hand to her coworkers. Clayton Wayne Brown of Carmi reports to Carmi City Police that someone struck the garage door of his home, causing damage. Brown also reports that someone also stole a refrigerator and weed eater from the same garage. No value was listed on the loss. Kendra L. O'Brien of Carmi reports that someone stole items from her home at 603 3rd Street. Jennifer Adcock of Main Cross Street in Carmi reports that someone has stolen her bicycle, and Hannah Isawi of Carmi reports to police that someone stole several pieces of plastic off of her 2003 Volkswagen Passat. She said the theft happened while the car was parked at 4th Street in Carmi. The state of Illinois plans at the end of the month to close the money-losing shooting complex that regularly draws thousands each summer for a national competition. The World Shooting and Recreation Complex in Sparta will close soon after the Grand American World Trap Shooting Tournament, which began on Wednesday and continues through next week. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources says it costs $3 million each year to operate the site, which brings $1.1 million in annual revenue. Governor Bruce Rauner said in June that the complex will suspend operations amid an ongoing budget crisis. A Rauner spokeswoman says the shutdown could be temporary if a budget deal is struck. Around 171 state employee layoffs were announced on Wednesday, including 9 workers at the shooting site. Rotary District Governor Tom Giebert was the guest speaker at the Fairfield Rotary Club noon luncheon on Thursday at the Elks Dining Room. Governor Giebert from Carlisle outlined his goals for the district, which include reaching a total district membership of 1,650, supporting the National Children's Cancer Society, continue support for the Polio Plus program, and challenged every Rotarian to volunteer 8 hours doing community service. Also attending was Assistant District Governor Janice Elka from Mount Carmel. The Mount Carmel Fire Department and several other agencies will be conducting live fire scenarios on a local house on Saturday. According to the Mount Carmel Fire Department Fire Chief Francis Spieth, area departments will complete multiple different scenarios at a house at 1280 in Mount Carmel. It is extremely rare for fire departments to be able to do live burn training fires any longer, Spieth said. The different regulatory agency requirements make it very cost prohibitive, as any asbestos, lead, etc. has to be removed before they will allow a structure to be burned. Fortunately, they have a house donated that was able to be mitigated at a reasonable cost. Firefighters will set the abandoned structure ablaze and then manage the fire as the house burns to the ground. Fires will be set in different areas of the home, and teams will work in unison to practice ventilation techniques, try fire attack procedures, and put out each fire, Spieth said. Teams will then rotate after each training fire to one of the other skill sets. The final fire will be set with the intention of letting the home burn to the ground. Fire officials are asking all motorists to avoid the area to allow access by fire department apparatus. Frontier Community College will also be sending 6 instructors to help with the exercise tomorrow. University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign Chancellor Phyllis Wise is resigning. In an announcement Thursday, Phyllis cited external issues involving her that she says are a distraction to the university. Wise has become embroiled in a number of issues for which the university has drawn criticism. They include the decision to not hire a professor over his anti-Israel Twitter messages and allegations by athletes in 3 sports of mistreatment by coaches or other staff. Several of those issues have led to lawsuits. Wise said in a written statement that she concluded that these issues are diverting much-needed energy and attention from our goals. University President Timothy Kylin said he will appoint an interim chancellor to take over Wise's duties. Her resignation is effective August the 12th. The Boyle order issued for people in Fairfield on North 1st Street, north of Dorothy Drive to Andrews Acres, and for Oakwood Acres just off Enterprise Road in Fairfield has been lifted. Customers in this area need no longer boil water to be used for human consumption. All water samples taken from the water system have passed inspection. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. September crude oil is now at $44.06. That's down 60 cents. Local producers are now being paid $37.50. That's down 75 cents from yesterday. Turning now to area deaths, Claire June Thomason, infant daughter of Eric and Savannah Thomason of West Salem, was stillborn Wednesday at Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon. Claire is survived by her parents, 2 brothers, Lee Pollard and Lucas Thomason of West Salem, paternal grandparents Mark and Tammy Thomason of Albion, maternal grandfather Sam Pollard of Albion, paternal great-grandparents Charles and Ann Thomason of Fairfield, Neil and Cheryl Barnett of Mount Airy, maternal great-grandparents Bill and Ann Pollard of Albion, paternal uncles Trevor and Nathan Thomason of Albion, great-uncle Robert Barnett of Fairfield, and many maternal aunts and uncles. Services for Claire June Thomason will be at 2 o'clock Saturday at the House of Prayer Church in Albion. Visitation is from noon to 2 Saturday at the church. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to help with funeral expenses and will be accepted at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield is in charge of all of the arrangements. 83-year-old Lawrenceville resident Bobby E. Kaiser died Wednesday at her residence. Survivors include her husband Bob and daughter Tanya Link of Fairfield, 3 stepdaughters, Jill Waller of Washington, Indiana, Cindy Bean of rural Lawrenceville, and Kay Theis of Vincennes, Indiana, 1 sister, Laureen Rudder of Mount Carmel, several grandchildren and several great-grandchildren. Memorial services for Bobby E. Kaiser will be at 6 o'clock Friday at Emmons, Macy, and Steffi Funeral Home in Lawrenceville. Visitation is from 4 to 6 tonight at the Emmons, Macy, and Steffi Funeral Home in Lawrenceville. And memorials can be made to the Lawrence County Humane Society or Good Samaritan Hospice. Envelopes will be available at the funeral home. 85-year-old Fairfield resident Phyllis Marie Warden died Tuesday at Wayfair. Phyllis will be cremated, and a graveside service will be held at 11 o'clock Monday at the Maple Hill Cemetery. The Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. 96-year-old Mount Vernon resident Vera Mae Ellis died Tuesday at Countryside Banner in Mount Vernon. Graveside funeral services for Vera Mae Ellis will be at 1:30 Friday at the Garrison Temple Cemetery near Keens. Visitation is going on now until the service time at the Richardson Funeral Home in Wayne City, which is in charge of all of the arrangements. Funeral services for 69-year-old Grayville resident Gerald Allen Pollard will be at 2 o'clock tomorrow at the Northside Baptist Church in Grayville. Burial will have military honors and be at the Oak Grove Cemetery in Grayville. Visitation is tonight from 5 to 8 at the Northside Baptist Church in Grayville. Masonic rites will be conducted at the visitation, and memorials can be made to Boy Scout Troop 341 and will be accepted at the Cook Funeral Chapel, which is in charge of all of the arrangements. Funeral services for 86-year-old West Salem resident Charles J. Lynch will be Tuesday at 9 o'clock at the Zion United Methodist Church in West Salem, with burial in the Zion United Methodist Cemetery. Visitation is Monday from 5 to 7 at the Zion United Methodist Church in West Salem. Memorials can be made to the Zion United Methodist Church of West Salem, and the Ingram Funeral Home of West Salem is in charge of all of the arrangements. Services for 70-year-old Fairfield resident Sharon K. Wanky will be at 2 o'clock today at the New Beginnings Church in Fairfield. Burial will be in the Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation is going on now until the service time at the New Beginnings Church here in Fairfield. Memorials can be made to help with funeral expenses and will be accepted at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. You've been listening to the Fairfield Area News from the Fairfield Banking Company News Center. WFIW News Time is 12:32.
Due to growth at our Albion location, Fram Filtration is hiring for full-time assembly and skilled positions. Fram is offering increased pay rates with benefits including insurance, vacation, holidays, and 401k. For an opportunity at a full-time job with higher pay and benefits, plan to attend Fram's major hiring event on Tuesday, August 11th from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. or apply immediately at Fram Filtration. Fram Filtration is an equal opportunity employer.
The most beautiful way to say I love you, a diamond from Jackson Jewelers in Mount Vernon. For your engagement, for your anniversary, a diamond says it all without saying a word. Many styles to choose from, including round or princess cut. Jackson Jewelers has the diamond to make her eyes sparkle and her heart melt. Plus, receive 12 months no interest financing with approved credit. For the love of your life at the moment of a lifetime, it must be a diamond from Jackson Jewelers. For over 86 years, 3002 Broadway in the Gallery, Mount Vernon.
The WFIW forecast for today: sunny skies and a high of 85. Clear tonight, a low of 65, and sunny tomorrow. Tomorrow's high, 85. Outlook for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday: chance for showers on Sunday, a high of 90. Chance for showers on Monday, a high of 85. And sunny skies on Tuesday, Tuesday's high, 82. Yesterday in Fairfield, the high temperature was 78, the overnight low 62. It is currently 81 in Fairfield. And reporting for WFIW News, I'm Tom Levine.